Through the miracle of the telephone, we're joined by Mr. Leon Redbone, who's going to be in town this Saturday at Natasha's. Leon, thank you so much for joining us for a little conversation.
My pleasure.
You've been to Lexington before, but it's been a while. What do you remember about the bluegrass?
I don't remember much of anything, except all of a sudden I remember a lot, and then I forget it again.
What can people expect to see when they come see Leon Redbone this Saturday?
Well, there's no more fireworks anymore, so we got rid of the fireworks. It's too dangerous to set them off. I don't know if there's anything to see. I don't. There's not much movement on the stage except for the fingers, you know.
Uh-huh.
Occasionally the mouth moves once in a while. And, of course, hopefully the piano player will be there. That should be rather entertaining.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Are you coming solo, or you have other players?
Well, I hope to bring the piano player. I hope they're aware of that.
What kind of gear do you bring? Like, how many guitars are you going to have with you?
I normally just have one. I live on the edge a little bit.
That is on the edge.
It is. It's getting rather old, that instrument, but it's still doing quite well. You know, if the thing works, you know, you don't want to insult it by bringing somebody else along.
I didn't know that was even possible, but I guess there's a point to that, yeah. Well, what is it that you do play? Because you said it's rather old. What kind of an instrument is it?
I believe it's a Gibson. Yeah, it is a Gibson. It's a strange-looking Gibson for some reason. Somebody carved a hole in the bottom of it so you put your elbow, rest your elbow on it. But some people tell me that's the extent of the fretboard so they can play all the way way down on the fretboard, but I guess that could be true.
I take it this is a vintage instrument.
Well, it's not new. I haven't had it a long time. It's probably something less than 40 years.
Okay, all right, that's good. I just was curious if it was something from the 20s or something like that.
I have a number of those instruments, but, you know, this one's proved itself on the road for all these years, so I'm still working. I might as well hang on to it, I guess.
You've made a career of touring all over the world. The music that you play harkens back to an older time.
You forgot Better Time. Also.
Better Time, yes, exactly. You could absolutely say that. After all these years on the road and everything, what is it about the road that keeps you out there?
See the country, see if anything's changing, anybody's messing it up or that sort of thing.
Well, you don't have a new album per se. A lot of times when people are touring, they're touring
right.
For a new album. Are you just not interested in going back into the studio?
No, I've been interested in doing it. I just haven't got around to it. I don't know how many years it's been now, but I keep thinking about it, but then I forget.
It's on your list of things to do, but it's
it
not on.
It must be somewhere on the list.
Yeah, and it's not on the top of the list.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem to be. It's not reaching that point in the list. Maybe that's what it is.
You're known as a great storyteller. Do you collect stories? In your travels and stuff.
No. I'll have to leave that for other people who made a profession out of telling stories. I just come up with absurdities at the moment, whatever that moment may be. They're abstract comments, which if you think about it for, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 seconds, you might be able to get something out of it, but that way you don't have to dwell on it, you know. 5 seconds is enough, and it didn't go into something else.
Do you still wear a white suit, or... Do you have a different wardrobe?
I think the white suit shrunk over the years. Not that I got any bigger, but the suits themselves. They shrink, you know, if you don't wear them.
Because they're white, they shrink.
Maybe that's what it is.
So you're going to be in town this Saturday. You'll be performing material, I guess, from all across your catalog of songs.
I would call it random. It's whatever comes to mind at the time.
If somebody's sitting in the audience and they shout out a particular tune, do you ever just say, okay, sure, I'll play that? Or
it would be happenstance. Sometimes it happens. Most of the time it doesn't, because it's somehow about the pacing of whatever you're doing is may have. Not that I wouldn't like to do it, but I don't know if it works most of the time.
Leon Redbone, it has been a pleasure to talk with you. Hope you have a wonderful time when you come to Lexington. And
well, I look forward to meeting Natasha.
She's quite a character. You're going to like her.
That's good. That's good.
Thank you, Leon. I appreciate it.
No, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The one and only Leon Redbone performing this Saturday at 8 at Natasha's Bistro and Bar on Esplanade. Information at beatnik.com. That's BEETNIK.com.
Hello, this is Leon Redbone reminding you that you're listening to WUKY 91.3.